The Lion Tamer Who Lost, written by Louise Beach and read by Jordan Metcalf.
Destiny has two ways of crushing us: by refusing our wishes and by fulfilling them. Henri Frédéric Amiel. Bruises. Make a wish on my latest bruise. Boys like us have nothing to lose. Kiss them, please, every last one. Will you still love me when they are gone? I'm not religious, but if I were, I'd kneel at your feet and say a little prayer. Here comes another to add to all the rest. Count them, please, and choose the one that suits me best. Dean Wilson. Part 1. Ben. Chapter 1. Zimbabwe. Home is always near. Ben's grandma said she'd never forgotten Jenny, her best friend at school, even though she disowned her in favour of Linda Palmer. She said the friends who turned you away are often the most irreplaceable. Andrew Fitzgerald, The Lion Tamer Who Lost. Morning is Ben's favourite time in Zimbabwe. He has been here 5 days. Each of the mornings so far, he wakes before the other volunteers and stands on his hut's wooden decking in shorts, surveying what he secretly calls his sunrise, his land, his refuge. With only the hum of his roommate Simon snoring and the buzz of insects, at this moment it is his. No one else rises this early to watch the colours come to life. No one else witnesses the sky turning from ash into flame, or the trees from shadow into textured browns, like a tray of different flavoured toffees. Ben enjoys the solitude of dawn more than the merriment of evening, when the volunteers prepare food and discuss the day's events around a roaring campfire pit, eyes orange in the glow. He enjoys it more than the two walks he has done with the lions in the enclosures. The lions here look nothing like those he has seen in the circus or watched on TV documentaries. The first time Ben saw one pacing the enclosure fence 5 days ago, when he was dropped off with other new volunteers in a rickety bus, he thought it must have been the sun that lit his orangey fur with fire, or that the deep shadows had somehow inflated his size. But as he warily approached the high fence for the first time to look more closely, he realised that it was probably contentment that so increased him. Being in a more natural environment than a circus ring gave him beauty. Now Ben stretches, offers his skin to this new day, scaring a skittish, split-lipped hare loitering by a thorny scrub. He laughs. The hare freezes for a second and then lollops off. Beyond them both, black against the dawn, teepee-shaped lodges zigzag like teeth. Behind it are the fenced grassy enclosures where cubs live before they're moved to the surrounding 10,000-acre park to learn how to hunt and return to the wild. This is the Liberty Lion Rehabilitation Project. It is the kind of place Ben has wanted to visit since he was 11. The kind of place about which he read endlessly before signing up. Just 40 miles from Victoria Falls, the project site is parallel to the Zambezi River. The area was a hunting ground once, where warthogs and wildebeest were shot by cross-border trophy hunters. Now a national park. Its riverbanks are a catwalk for elephant, buffalo herds, and lone antelope, which amble in the heat and dust, safe now from those guns. This land is a temporary asylum for Ben. He closes his eyes